Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. We are all in the same place doing the pod.
Yeah.
At last, we got there. Ash is back from America. We're back bringing you all your FPL, Premier League, fantasy football and other stuff chat from the last week. If you're just joining us, if you've joined us before, then obviously you know what to expect. Except it's the first time in how long we've all been here?
A while. Well, no, we did the transatlantic pod a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
but that's not, we weren't all here.
And then the main two lads did the pod last week and smashed it to bits.
Last week you two went away. If you missed last week's podcast, it was very reminiscent of an episode of 90s sitcom Bottom. Just two people
two hitting each other in the face with frying pans.
Just getting increasingly probably inebriated. But yeah, last week's pod, it was very good. I listened to it, gents.
I know, you live tweeted as you were listening.
I did.
To it,
which I actually, yeah, I live tweeted.
Weird sort of paradox, but yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, apart from the few libelous comments, it was good, I thought.
Yeah, good.
Good chat.
The paedophile libelous episode, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's not have a sequel.
No.
But yeah, we did. But FPL-wise, obviously, last week, obviously I got slagged quite a lot, rightly so, on the last podcast for my fall from grace. I even posted a blog on thegaffertapes.com today.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, reasons.
Your five big mistakes or the five reasons that you're doing shit at FPL?
It was even more final than that. It was five reasons my season's over.
Oh.
Yeah.
But your reasons was the gaffer tapes.
Yeah, you went the gaffer tapes because we get 10,000 listeners a week. That is somehow a lot of pressure. Me and Ash don't feel the pressure, mate. Don't worry about it.
I actually mentioned in the blog that, yes, you two have that as well, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still pressure.
It is a lot of pressure, actually.
It is. Do you not feel it, Tom?
No, mate, no. Cool. Cold as ice. But then they call me the Iceman, don't they? You know that.
But Tom's got nothing to play for, let's be fair. Like, if Tom turns up, like, if he does his bench, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, there's very little expectation.
That's not true. That is the old Tom.
You're very much like the disabled kid in the Disney film in a basketball one or something. Like, no one really expects anything, so when you do well...
Everyone goes, well done.
Yeah, well done, and pats you.
Well done, little Tommy.
See how we've turned it back around? Craig's 400 places behind you.
He's 200 places behind me, and he's slagging me up.
I'm very manipulative. I'm quite good at it.
Unbelievable.
But no, we'll have a quick look at the results in the last game week. Ash and Tom actually talked about it, about what they thought might happen. First up, you did say that you thought the North London Derby could well be a draw. I mean, your gut told you that Spurs might do Arsenal, your negative side of you, but a draw was mentioned as well, wasn't it?
Yes. At one point, I would have been very, very happy with the draw.
Yeah.
You know, before, 2-1, 10 men. No. What can you say? I was at Mothercare when it happened. I'm not gonna make out like I watched it. I was in between Mothercare, B&Q and Furniture Village in Slough.
Worst to best.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which one was best? That's what I mean. Actually rank them.
Mothercare wasn't bad because I spent a lot of time pushing around prams.
What?
Not
like practicing
with other kids in. I didn't. We're just going up, people going, can I have a go on your kid? I'm going to be a father soon. Can I have a little go? Do you mind if I breastfeed him? Stuff like that. That wasn't happening. No, I was just trying out prams because it's a big thing.
As if you've been test driving prams.
Big time. It matters how lightweight they are and stuff like that. But let's not get off topic straight away.
No, that's true. But Spurs Arsenal and 2-2. So some of the regular clean sheets this season. That was one of the things I actually wrote down to talk about is that clean sheet. There are only four clean sheets across the whole game week this week, and so points are quite hard to find from now. Like one of them was Swansea, one of them Leicester, one of them West Brom, and the other City. And apart from City and Leicester, you're unlikely to have any others. There weren't many clean sheets kicking about this week, despite it being a really high average.
There's a lot of unexpected clean sheets, I think, this season, because, as I've said before, you put your Tottenham or your City defenders out there, they don't get the clean sheets, but then I've always got someone from Stoke or someone from West Ham who does. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that has happened, yeah.
Well, Ashley Williams at Swansea's been unbelievably consistent. All season.
He
went through a 3-week period or 4-week period of getting 9 points every single week with bonuses because he just was dragging Swansea through their season. So there are quite a few of them. But outside of that, Chelsea had a 1-1 draw with Stoke. West Ham beat Everton 3-2, Ash. Hell of a game.
Cracking game.
Awesome. Yeah, I watched it three times in the end.
Excessive, a little bit. What, the full 90 minutes? Just watched it three times back to back.
Well, I listened to it on the radio.
Yeah.
And then watched it. No, and then watched the extended Sky highlights.
And then read a book about it.
And then wrote a book about it and then recorded it as well.
Yeah, and then I watched it on teletext just yesterday. Just a 90-minute replay on teletext.
We had a whole load of people over and I made them watch the whole replay of the game.
Did you?
They weren't impressed.
No.
No, it wasn't particularly.
They were all Everton fans. They were absolutely furious.
That's the worst episode of Come Dine With Me anyone's ever seen.
And you should know, you've probably watched them all.
I have, yeah. But once again, Ash, Michael Antonio doing the business.
Yeah.
I brought him in.
Him and Payet, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've had Payet for most of the season, but I did bring in Antonio because there's no doubts about whether he's good enough for the Premiership now because he loves a goal.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible. The
three games on the trot, isn't it? A goal?
I think so.
Certainly he's scored big points three weeks on the trot.
Yeah.
I wildcarded and I stuck him in, as I said last time. Yeah. But what I did, we actually got a tweet from, I tweeted my team and said, this is the first draft and we wildcard. We got a tweet from someone saying, if Arsenal get past Hull, and that's actually tonight as we record this, they're playing, and they're currently 1-0 up, I believe.
They are, yeah.
If we get through, then we won't be playing on Saturday. Now, I hadn't even thought about that. I hadn't foreseen that. So I had to take Antonio out of my team and put, can't even remember his name, matey from Bournemouth, who's doing well in the middle, scoring a lot of points, can't remember him. Don't know. He's just dispensable to me, do you know what I mean? But I stuck him in so that I've got enough players, and then we'll get to it. But Font fucked me up this week.
I did
have Antonio, but then took him out. But then he only would have been on my bench anyway.
Yeah.
Well, my midfield, like, I had Ali and Ericsson at Spurs, and then Payet and Antonio at West Ham. Just, they seem to be full of goals. And I was right, but they weren't the right goal scorers necessarily for the Spurs one.
I think the thing is, there's about seven players now. You remember maybe around Christmas we were saying that there was, I think it was three or four players that were absolute certainties you had to have.
Mm.
I think it was Ozil, Mahrez,
yeah,
Payet.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about whether you had Barkley or Dele Alli, basically.
Yeah, that was the eternal thing, wasn't it?
Whereas now, I think there's about seven players who just all of them you could have. And they just, you know, like pick one because they all score 20 points every week anyway.
Yeah, it does seem that. Yeah.
Christmas feels like a long time ago, mate. I was a man with hope.
Yeah, you still. Well, I was still around the same position that I am now, pretty much.
I was a man with hope.
Tommy the Consistent, they'll call me in years to come when they open the history books.
What will I be? Just Craig the...
When they, I like to think when they study the gaffer tapes at GCSE.
Yeah.
In GCSE media studies in 5 years' time.
They won't even 5 years' time? Wow, that's big.
That is ambitious.
That's fucking ambitious, isn't it?
They won't even remember your name, Craig.
No.
Wow. They'll
be like, yeah.
I'll be written out. I'll be written out like the original member of the Spice Girls. There was a third Melanie.
What's that? Yeah. Melanie G.
I think it actually was Melanie G.
And she really? Was, is that a real thing?
She was written out. So they got rid of her and replaced her with another.
Oh, yeah. Two's enough. Yeah. C and B, you don't need a G.
No, you don't.
Come on.
Anyway, we've gone to Spice Girls. We'll move off quickly. Other results, Man City beat Villa 4-0. And you talked about it last week on the pod, and even I didn't know when I was listening to it about whether triple captaining Aguero was the common choice or not.
At one point, it didn't look, because it was 0-0 at half-time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was just about to tweet saying, oh, all those people that are triple captain Aguero, I bet they're, you know, bricking it now.
Yeah.
But essentially, not a bad shout.
So did you triple captain him? Because that was what we thought last week.
Yeah, no, I didn't. And I don't know what I'm waiting for. And we'll come on to it because we've had some tweets about it still. But it's kind of getting to a point where I'm saving up all this money for a rainy day, but I might die before the rainy day. So that's kind of where I'm at. It's like I've got a nest egg, but I'm really not well.
Yeah.
And so when
I have a heart attack whilst watching.
Yeah, when do I spend it?
Come down with
me. Sort of a metaphor for Scotland, really.
Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah, I'm not well. This is how I'm breaking it to you. I'm not well. No, it's not that.
I'm not well!
And Mum, Dad, I'm not well. Bournemouth beat Newcastle 3-1.
Yeah,
and then,
surprise.
Not much involved in that. No one's got any Newcastle players apart from Tom's beloved Rolando Aaron somewhere on a bench somewhere.
Wijnaldum, people surely have still got him.
No, not now.
No?
No.
He's still up there. I sort of looked at him when I was, you know, when I wildcarded, and I thought, is that just because he scored all those goals? Is he still up there that high?
He was about, just before I went away.
I think he's still about top six or seven midfielders of the whole thing.
Yeah, he was. And a few months ago, he did look like he was going to come back into form.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you just lose every game.
That early season, as him and Andre Ayew have scored a lot, that sort of kept them as top 10 midfielders. But not many people have Newcastle. A few have Bournemouth players. I've got Bournemouth defenders because they're great value for money.
Yeah, definitely old Daniels.
Yeah, Daniels, Francis.
That midfielder that I put in, he's good.
The one that you can't remember. Matt Ritchie, I think you mean.
Ritchie.
Yeah. Scotland international Matt Ritchie.
Told you.
If I can't correct you for names, then what is my use here? Because listening to last week's podcast, we'll go on to it later, but listening to last week's podcast later, yeah. With some of the name pronunciation was fucking brilliant. the game that ruined everyone or a lot of people's FPL team for the week, Southampton Sunderland 1-1 with Jose Font getting red carded. That was a bastard, wasn't it?
That fucked me because after the wild card, I brought in Font, obviously, and Fraser Forster. And yeah, I was thinking, well, you know, that's 12 points there from them at least. And yeah, they go and concede. And then Font, fucking red card. That has balls my team up now completely.
Yeah.
For the next game week.
Yeah, talking about Aguero a second ago, actually. I forgot he missed a penalty, didn't he?
Yeah.
So that's hurt. So you lose the points for him not scoring. And then you get deducted.
Font ended on minus one.
Well, and you lose the hat trick. There's so many points lost from that.
Yeah.
That is a bad miss. And Sunderland. Well, we'll talk about it now then. With teams going down, because the other result, Swansea beat Norwich 1-0 to try and get themselves out of it now. They're actually on quite a good form and might be worth looking at a few Swansea players, the likes of Ashley Williams, and stick it in.
I got, I picked up, oh God, I've gone totally.
Here we go.
Now.
Go on.
What's his name?
Tom?
Sigurdsson. I picked up Sigurdsson this week.
Yeah, he's found form again.
Yeah, yeah. He's a classic.
Well, that they were saying that on Final Score. I was actually building some B&Q furniture in my flat whilst watching Final Score. And they kept saying that the big thing for Swansea has been Sigurdsson sort of turned his season around, and they think that'll get him out of trouble and keep him up there. And
with that anecdote, everyone now knows that Tom doesn't have Sky, which is sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, I've got Sky. I just don't have the Sky Sports package.
Oh. How? What is it? It's so depressing.
Why? Well, I've got to get rid of Sky altogether when I have a baby because it's too much money.
Babies hate Sky.
A lot.
Babies hate Sky. That's a fact.
Yeah, they do.
You'll be too busy in mothercare pushing other people's prams about by then. But yeah, so we got Swansea anyway. I was going to ask you, out of the teams going down, Villa are down, obviously. We can agree on that. But in terms of Newcastle, Sunderland and Norwich, presumably two of those three are going down. And who do you think it is?
It's got to be Norwich. Their form is just absolutely dire, doesn't it?
So you think Norwich will drop in with... Who do you think out of Sunderland and Newcastle will survive then?
I don't know. Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. Oh yeah, because Villa are already down.
Villa are done, so it's only two of Newcastle, Sunderland and Norwich that will survive. Two that will go down and one that will survive.
I think, I don't know, Sunderland, I think... What, are you asking us who we think is going to go down?
Yeah, because Villa are down, so either Sunderland...
I think Newcastle, because I think it's only a matter of days before
McLaren
gets the boot. But then, I mean, will that spur them on? I think it might be a case of the players, or some of them certainly, wanting to go. So maybe that would turn it around if they do get rid of him. I don't know. People are saying about Darren Peacock going in there or something.
No one's talking about Darren Peacock going in there, are they? You just wanted to bring up a 90s footballer with a ponytail.
Did I hear that? Maybe it wasn't Peacock. Yeah, I'm sure I heard that. Darren Peacock going in there is like caretaker manager till the end of the season.
Right.
Have I made that up?
Definitely.
Rumour, the rumour mill.
Yeah.
We did that before, start a rumour.
Benteke's going in as manager.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's it.
But I think Newcastle are going to survive, basically, because they always do.
Do you think they will?
You think so?
Of course they're going to.
Villa, Sunderland, Norwich.
Yeah. But Allardyce is getting some results. Like that result against Southampton, that's a good result at that point.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot sweeter if they hadn't equalised Southampton, because it was a late one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and after they'd obviously gone to 10. But it's, you know, those three clubs, I always look at it from relegation-wise, from an FPL point of view, I always look at them going, who would it be good to go down to see if they get another club? Like, is the mass clear-out of these clubs are quite good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because like at Newcastle, for instance, someone will pick up Iosi Perez, someone will pick up Wijnaldum. You know, there's a few, there's got a handful of
Sunderland, Defoe could potentially still do a job for someone, or definitely maybe one of the teams coming up.
Definitely.
None of them really have got... It's not like when... People keep saying about how if Newcastle go down, it's going to be this massive shock because they've got this great team. But it's not like when West Ham went down and they had, you know, like all the good players. And a couple of other teams have gone down.
When you went down?
Well, like Lampard and all that lot. When Joe Cole, when we got relegated. I think Lampard's gone by then, but...
Milligan, Cleese, Everett.
Yeah. Sessions.
Yeah. But who even... None of those teams have got any good players.
No, well, I mean, there's three or four, you know. Jan Mat will get a Wijnaldum, Iosi Perez... Those kinds of players, but
Rolando Aarons,
big Rolando Aarons.
I know what he looks like now as well.
I personally hope both the North East clubs go down. Send them all fucking down. Get Villa done, Newcastle done, Sunderland done. Send him down from Sunderland. They've heard that already
send
this week.
Down, hey.
Who do you think then, Craig?
Who do I think? I think Sunderland are going to survive.
You think they're going to survive? What as above Newcastle? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sunderland. I think Norwich. I think Norwich, Newcastle, and... But then at the beginning of the season, I thought Leicester would go down, so what the fuck do I know?
Yeah, you think it's just going to stay the same as it is now, then?
Yeah.
It's a fair shot. Oh, it's just, you know what Newcastle like? Do it every year, last day of the season.
Yeah, they will. They'll get rid of McLaren, and then Peacock will just guide them into 17th place.
Oh, they'll get Tim Sherwood in.
Well, yes. There's talk of Moyes.
It's a bit of a hapless. Would you take that as Moyes towards the end of the season? Would you?
Yeah, definitely. It's whether Moyes would take it. Who the hell wants that job?
That's what I mean. Would you take it as Moyes? Would you take it?
No.
Going in there and potentially going down.
It depends. If you go in there
for the games,
he needs to go in there and say, right, I want to be here 5 years, and I want to make my own signings. I want complete control because he's used to that.
Oh yeah, but fucking hell, that's not going to happen, is it?
Cockney mafia.
Yeah, exactly. So whoever he wants.
I don't know. And anyway, the only games we missed off was the West Brom 1-0 win over United. So another dull... It's one of the dullest games I've seen all season. It was so bad.
Yeah, I switched off halfway through.
I wish I was in
B&Q. Did you watch it on Sky, Craig?
Yeah, I did watch it on Sky,
mate. Did you? I haven't got Sky. Didn't need it, you know?
Yeah.
Don't want to watch boring games on Sky. You were terrestrial.
In B&Q, picking out fountains.
Go mental and stuff like that. When toddlers climb out of windows. Four. Australia, stuff like that. That's what I want.
Did you say apes go mental?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a good show. I'm going to pitch that at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Might take that into a development meeting. Then Liverpool beat Palace 2-1 with a very, 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 very controversial late penalty from Christian Benteke.
Yeah, extremely, wasn't it? And 96 minutes or something?
Yeah. I personally, not to go into it because it doesn't really have a relevance to FPL, but I thought it was... Why stop us now? I thought it was a penalty, personally. I thought there was slight contact.
So. There was photos in the paper of it and all this shit saying that there was no contact, and Benteke said there was a slight contact. And
I can't remember. Is this the one where he's fouled outside the box and jumps into the box?
No, it's Damien Delaney goes to ground in the 95th minute against Benteke. His leading leg doesn't catch him, but his boot, the tip of his boot seems to catch Delaney's knee and he goes over. So, I don't know. It's either way. If you dive in at someone in the 95th minute in your own box, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
Why are you going to ground? Bad. It's Benteke as well. He's not going to score. He's only scored goals from penalties this season. But anyway.
He's like fucking Coquelin in the Arsenal game.
Yeah.
Just absolute knobhead.
Yeah.
Knobhead. Tom is very upset. Bottle job. Seabon, you called him last week.
I did. Well,
there were some bad red cards as well this week, wasn't there? Matt has one.
Yeah, there's a few.
Ridiculous. Yeah, a lot of because there's nothing more frustrating red cards than FPL because it's just you can't account for it. Yeah. You can't go. I'm not going to put him in case unless it's Pepe playing in the Premiership. You know what I mean? There's no way you're going to go. Oh, I won't put him in. He might get a red card, so you can't account for it. So when someone gets one for fucking getting in the way of a free kick, in 25 minutes, it's infuriating. So yeah, Matt, if you've got Matter, then no wonder.
Have you got Matter, Craig? Is that what it is?
I don't have Matter, mate. But it doesn't. That doesn't matter.
Not the only Man United player you don't have in your team, isn't he?
Oh my word. Well, let's see if you're a bottle job as well, mate, and we'll see. We've got a bit of time. Anyway, We'll have a quick look at the league, where we are and the top 10. Which one do you want to do first? Do you want to do where we are? Because you enjoy that.
No,
bit,
no,
Tom.
We'll do the top 10. Build up to where we are.
Build up, all right then. In 10th place, it's Gunnar Gunnar back into the top 10. In 9th place, Bob's team, who I'm really hoping don't finish top 10. Just sorry, Bob. Just I don't
what?
Like.
What is that? Why is that?
His name's not actually Bob.
His team name. His name's Bob Johnston.
No, it's not his real name.
How do you know?
No, I don't. I don't.
But his name's Bob's team, and I don't like that team name, so I hope he finishes out.
Maybe
the top
it's
ten.
Like a Blackadder reference.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
He's no. He's quite that, obscure. That doesn't sound like Bob. Bob. Yeah. 8th place is Pinky and De Bruyne, Sushan Garg. 7th place is Kosmala 11. 6th place is Higher Ray 4, United FC, by Calvin
yeah,
Chan.
We read them out last week, they were in there, but I think that was their first week in the top 10.
Welcome to the gaffer tapes, Calvin.
Welcome to the big leagues, baby.
And 5th place is AFC Newfinrock. 4th place, JRB Defending. 3rd place, Keep Calm and Climb Up. 2nd place, Isle of Nabumbu, Gare Mjelda. And 37 points in the lead is right in Debushi, Sam Porter. So pretty tight at the top. I still think it's winnable by anyone in that top 10, to be honest with you. Mm.
Yeah, top
perhaps
25.
Outside. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Say, well, we'll find out where Ash is.
Perhaps in the top 22. Who knows? yeah, we'll go from the top. Ash, 22nd.
Nice.
Are you feeling that? You went up a couple of places? Is
no,
that
I stayed exactly
thing?
The same. If only,
oh, you stayed the same?
Somebody else was saying as well. I saw somebody else tweeted in that I went up in every league I'm in. I'm hardly in any other mini leagues, but I went up in all of those. Went up in the world, but not in the gaffer tapes.
Tough league, mate.
Yeah.
Went up in the world.
It's quality, not quantity.
We got another tweet. Yeah, someone said that. They went up in all their leagues except for our one.
Yeah.
Big boy shit, it's mate. Tough, yeah. Big boy shit. You break that top 200 of that, you're a star. Yeah. You're a star. Talking of that, guys. I say 200. Sort of 200 and 205. You need to be in the top 205.
What's, yeah. What's five between friends?
Yeah. Clicks.
I am currently 203rd. I did drop from 187 to 203rd. Not happy. And a 66-point week. I wild-carded. But Font fucked me up. I had some points on the bench. Not happy. Not happy. Then below me, Tom's secret team. I think we should mention Tom's secret
team.
Oh,
God.
323rd, the hot nipple piggies, the lads. I did a bench boost.
Oh.
Got about 95 points. So went shit. Up about 100 places. 323rd. And then plodding down and down. Where are we going? There he is. 417th. Little Craigie Hazel. You got it, to be fair, you went up, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. How many points did you get this week?
72.
Yeah, see, that's a decent week. That's better than me. That's pretty good.
Yeah, the average was 53, but it's a lot of clicks, isn't it?
It is a lot of clicks.
Even
mate, yeah.
Even if Michael J. Fox was holding that mouse, he wouldn't get that far, mate.
Hey! There you go. See, if you're really low down, you can come up with really offensive jokes about it. See, look on the bright side.
So did you go up or down, Craig? Sorry.
I went up 8 places, mate. But
and
what's
how many
that?
Points did you get?
In a world of shit.
That's
72.
Mental,
I got
that
20 points above average.
I got 20 points 86.
Above yeah.
And didn't go up.
You got 86, didn't go up. I got 66 and moved down like 15 places. And what'd you say again? What you got, Craig?
72.
72. And we only went up a couple. Mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Tough league.
Mad old world. Tough old league, that. Tough
it's a tough league.
Yeah.
That's, you know, on... What were you saying you are? 205th?
203.
What does that make you, a 4-click wanker?
It's 4 now. I've been 3 clicks for ages. Nearly got up to 2.
If you could get to a little Johnny No click... Yeah. That's how you get that tick on Twitter.
Is that how you get it? Oh, right. Terrified.
Yeah, maybe next season we could implement actual divisions where you go up and down and stuff. That'd be quite fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Who knows?
True.
We'll look
maybe
into
the
it.
People who come like the sort of bottom five just are never allowed to play ever again. We just don't let them. Just
yeah, we,
them from
you
the
let
league.
Ash onto their computer and it stops you ever listening. So anything yeah. you ever say again. We shouldn't offer that as a feature because a lot of people will take it. So we won't. We won't do that. But yeah,
Craig's own little Scottish Island mini league.
That's it. I can win it. I'm not winning any of my fucking leagues this year. Even the.
Do you know what I was going to ask? Just while we're talking about leagues, because you always have your little league with a few of your mates, and then the loser has to buy like a lobster dinner or something.
That's not even slightly it. But no, yeah, the loser has
to. That's not even slightly it.
It's a curry and drinks and stuff. It's like a night out, and the loser it's scaled down how much you pay for that night out, but the top pays none of it.
And who's that out of?
It's seven of us, just like me and people I live with and a few mates who play football
with. Okay, and how are you doing in that league?
I am fourth out of seven.
How fucking shit are the other people?
Pretty
what are
bad.
They doing?
Pretty bad, some
what?
Of them.
Wow.
What are they actually... Is it like people who don't know what football is and you get to pick their team each week?
No, but some of them made a pretty bad start and didn't have much of an understanding of FPL and refused to listen to the podcast where they could have got some help.
They just wanted a free lobster dinner.
Yeah. No, they're losing, mate. Wow. So they're not going to get free anything. There's no lobster! There's no lobster,
lobster
in there.
Right, there isn't. There's no lobster. There's we no can lobster. Confirm there's no lobster.
Right, well, we're gonna go to a break, but in part two, we're going to go through some of your tweets and questions that you've asked us, have a quick look at Gaffer Gambler, some odds coming up, and then obviously in part three, we're going to have a look at the very odd game week coming up and how we're prepared for it and how you are. And is there a quiz, Ash?
Yep.
There's a bloody quiz. All that coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Takes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. It's part two. Part one, we went through all the last week results, talked about my absence, laughed at my league positions, a bit of everything really. But part two is where we go through what you've been sending us throughout the week, tweeting us at the Gaffer Tapes or emailing us info@thegaffertapes.com. So it's Tom. This is Tom's domain, isn't it? It's all at Tom. What have we got, Thomas?
We've got some tweets, babe.
Yeah.
Some bloody tweets.
Are they good tweets?
We have, yes. We've got lovely tweets. We've got a new tweeter, Will Boodoo.
Get out.
Will_O_B.
Yeah.
He tweeted us and said, do you see Matt Target getting playing time? Should have read this beforehand, shouldn't I? he said, do you see Matt Target getting playing time again anytime soon? Also, in prep for double game week, is 8 double game week players by then a good team? People are starting to get a little bit sort of quite technical with the whole double game.
They're getting scared. I think they're getting nervous. Are they both from Will Boodoo?
Both from the Boodster, yeah.
You remind me of the Boodoo Hoodoo. You do what? Remind me of the babe.
Yeah.
For
my baby. Saying hard.
Yeah, that.
Babe could cry.
Yeah.
Oh. What could I do?
Yeah, he's dead. He is dead. So,
oh, hey, Barry.
Yeah. But anyway, welcome aboard, Boudoir.
Fat Boda.
good questions. First one, Matt Target, he said, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, do you see Target getting...
That's an interesting one, because he hasn't really been mentioned by anyone since the beginning of season, has he?
I was going to say, he was the talk of the town back in the day, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, because first couple of weeks.
Beginning of the season. Joe Gomez, Ash, right?
What?
I thought that's what you were going to say. Were you going to say Joe Gomez?
No, remember right at the start of the season, it was Target. We had this about 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Deciding whether to play Cedric Suarez or Target.
Oh, yeah, Suarez. But Target stepped in, didn't he, and did a good job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good to have at the start. I don't know. He hasn't played a lot. Was he injured?
I think he was covering injury. So there was
covering injury.
Yeah, Bertrand was out. They hadn't signed Van Dijk at centre-half yet. So it was all a bit of a mishmash back four. But Ash might know better than me. What? How involved he's been, or if at all, in the last however long?
No, he's really on and off. Like he'll play for like 3 games and then not play at all.
Right.
So he wouldn't be there as a man to potentially cover old Font.
Could do, but I think they got.
What's his face?
Yoshida.
Yeah, if they play Yoshida,
Yoshida will step, because obviously Van Dijk's not going anywhere, so Yoshida will step in.
Yeah. The annoying thing is, talking about Font very, very quickly, the first draft of my team, I had Van Dijk in instead of Font, and then I swapped it last minute.
Yeah, well, Van Dijk's...
So if I hadn't done, fuck me, I would have got like an extra 8 points this week.
Well, that was one of my only good moves earlier in the season, is I had Van Dijk the day he signed, because I've seen him for Celtic and know he's a big goal threat.
Yeah.
But then Southampton went off the boil, so I kind of took him out, and then I brought Font back in. I don't know why, actually. But yeah, that was annoying. But no, I wouldn't have thought Matty Target will play. He and Joe Gomez for Liverpool right at the beginning of the season were really good picks for 3-4 weeks, because they were starting Southampton Liverpool players for under 5 mil. But now there's just no appeal to getting that. The other people we talked about, get Daniels at Bournemouth or get Ashley Williams at Swansea. There's no real game to get.
Certainly, Daniels at Bournemouth. Fucking hell.
Daniels at Bournemouth. Like Ash has always said, Simpson at Leicester. Like those players are much better to get than bringing in Matt Target, who may or may not play, because there's nothing, you know, at least those guys, you know, you're going to get 90 minutes out of them.
Yeah, it's the thing. Because Target might work out, but like you say, it's too much of a risk. It seems a bit pointless. He's cheap, but he's not that cheap. He's like 3.9 million.
Right.
But it's not like he's gone down to like 3.2 or something stupid.
Yeah, you're still not going to get much game time out of him, are you? Cool.
Second part of the question was, also in prep for double game week, is 8 double game week players by then a good team?
Yeah. I think it's more than...
Say so, isn't it?
Normally, I think on double game weeks, people average about 5.
Yeah.
You're doing well. Normally, people have...
So 8's massive then. That's nearly every outfield player.
Yeah, because normally what'll happen is people have 3 from, say, Chelsea. Mm. Someone that's got on a cup run, they have 3 from Chelsea and then 2 from whoever else.
Yeah.
But then again, there's a lot of people. There's no one playing this week, hardly. So it's going to be a load of teams on a double game week. So
I remember getting 6 in or 7 at one point last season and thinking that's good going. And we all got the wrong ones. Do you remember? Because we were like, well, no one's going to have any Hull ones. And
That's right. Yeah.
Hull went and did Liverpool. Oh, or something, and Abel Hernandez, it was a bit of a nightmare. But
I think 8's a lot, actually. He's done well.
8 is a lot. Yeah, I would say so. You're gonna move up the league over your usual shit munchers. Because the problem is,
it's shit munchers.
If you're down where I am in the league, like the land of the shit munch, then I am. As Tom rightly pointed out last week, if you're in the Gaffer Tapes League and you're down, I'd say 350 below, you're going to start coming across people who are just doing well without having touched their team in months, quite fortunately. And double game weeks and stuff, they're not going to be into that, so you will overtake them.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a problem, though, because if you've got... It's the balance, though, because if you've got 8 double game week players...
What have you had to sacrifice to get yourself
exactly,
there?
If you fucked over your last 4 weeks to do it, you know, which he hasn't necessarily done, but that's the thing. If you've got 4 like suboptimal players... You're picking, like, you've not got Pyatt or so somebody. Mm. You picked up somebody else, like, say you've picked up, I don't know, he's not on a double game week, but like Matter or something.
Yeah.
Then it's not going to work out long run, is it?
No, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's the ultimate thing, isn't it? I mean, it's just trying to get that just right. It's like me with my wild card, just trying to make sure that I had just enough. Didn't compromise my team too much by using my wild card and then looking at this game week 30 with only a few players in, you know, playing. Yeah. But you need to make the most of it long term, you know? Serious insight, guys, serious insight. We got a tweet from Oscar P, from a far regular tweeter. Again, another double game week question. A lot of double game week talk now because a lot of people still have, you know, these chips and are looking for the double game week. He said, what double game week players are you targeting? And are you willing to drop Spurs/Leicester players to get them?
See, that's pretty much what we were just saying. Like, do you really want to ship out, you know, Mahrez, Kane, Vardy, Alderweireld, all those players for some double game weekers that might do nothing?
I think someone like Kane, because I've picked him up and dropped him a few times, it's not like I bought him in for 9 million and he's now 10.1. Do you know what I mean?
Just want to say, Tom, that's very bad practice for having a baby. So don't... none of that.
Very true. But no, that's true. Do you know what I mean? I keep picking him up and dropping him, so it's not a problem for me. If I have to get rid of him and a couple of other people. The only person I wouldn't do that out of principle, really, is Mahrez, because I did buy him at 6 mil and he's now 7 point something.
Yeah.
Because I'd lose a lot of money on him. But anyone else, you know, I've just used my wild card, so I'm not bothered about dropping players and then picking them back up, potentially. So yeah, man, I'd get rid of a load of players, drop Spurs and Leicester, because the double game week players you're going to be looking at are guys like Lukaku, Aguero, you know, Everton, City, West Ham, maybe the odd Liverpool player. Yeah, I don't know. You just both went really quiet, and I felt very sort of responsible for answering this question.
I just didn't know what happened. It was like in a kids' film where someone drank a potion and can suddenly talk sense.
Was it sensical? Did it make sense?
It sounded it.
Brilliant.
Crack on.
I am because I've got 2 free transfers plus the wild card left.
Oh, you slut!
I'm gonna wait till. I'm just gonna wait till the keep my team as it is.
Yeah.
And then wait till the week of. Yeah.
I think I did mine a little bit too soon. In hindsight, my wild card.
It all depends how you're doing. If you're sitting where Ash is, then you know that you can be patient. And then scaling down, you waited. longer than I did, and I did it as almost as soon as I fucking could because I was in a shambles, so I had to.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's true. So, we got another tweet. We got a tweet from Dave Mateo said, is Sigurdsson a good replacement for Barkley next week?
Ah, good day, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Where'd Hi, Dave.
Oh, was that Australian?
Yeah,
oh,
I was Australian.
So I thought we were just putting on silly voices. Put a silly voice, Ash.
Are you calling all of the 25 million people in Australia silly?
Well, no, I'm calling your impression of your racist impression of an Australian. Really,
but no one's ever criticised his
no
impression of an Australian.
It's a bloody good, it's a flaming good impression.
It is. That guy's going to send us another.
Yeah,
hate,
maybe.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Dave. I'll let Ash actually answer the question. Sigurdsson,
a good replacement for Barkley next week, Ash.
Yeah, get him in. Done.
So you're a fan.
We'll move on.
I think classic FPL picks are Sigurdsson, Sessegnon, and...
Sessegnon.
And
they have to start with S.
Yeah, and Clint Dempsey.
And Samantha Fox. Dempsey.
Yeah. So anytime any of those comes into the Premiership and does half well, just get him straight in. No questions.
Celine Dion. Oh, that's not an S. Forget
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's not. And her husband's just died. Don't rub it in. We got a tweet from Ian Horton. Horters, Horsey Horton, the war horse. We got
horticulture!
Horse. We got a tweet from our mate Ian Horton. He said, something for the EastEnders section of the podcast from last night's episode.
Oh?
Hashtag things we do for a mention. And he's tweeted us a picture of him appearing as what looks like a police officer in last night's episode of EastEnders.
Maybe he's just actually a police officer and is warning Craig.
He's warning Craig. We've heard about your blog. Well, Adam Johnson is all right by
as,
me.
As we know, he was in the West End production of War Horse.
Correct.
At that
hence why we called him Horsey Horton. Then and, just nothing to do with...
his nose, which is fine.
Yeah, and the size of his penis. Which if you're being called a horse because
or,
of that...
Or how
you
are
know,
you... How you're probably reproduces.
Quite happy about it. You can fit several pin numbers along it.
But yeah, so he is an actor, so maybe that's pretty cool. For those of you who didn't listen to that episode, basically, Ash, Tom and I sometimes moonlight as an EastEnders fan podcast called The Albert Squares.
Yeah.
And Ian is obviously a fan of that.
He's gone really, really far to get a job on EastEnders. I mean, you know, maybe Dom Monaghan isn't the only, isn't our favourite actor listener anymore.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Can
Have
Dominic
you been in Warhorse? No, you haven't. You know, stuff like that.
Has Dominic ever sort of arrested Nick Cotton? No,
no,
he hasn't. So
no. Excellent. Really, really.
No FPL questions from Ian.
No FPL. No, sorry. Well, have you got any more FPL questions before I move on to a non-FPL question that we received?
What was the question there?
There wasn't. No, he just tweeted us.
Well, give us the other non one, and then we'll finish on an FPL one.
Okay. Oh, well, no. Well, the last one was from some guy, Ian Stimson.
Right.
Said, no one picked up on you creating a player for Man United yet. Hashtag Rushton. Hashtag Rashford. Hashtag research. Because, so what happened was, me and Ash were left to do the podcast on our own last week. I then referred to, well, first of all, we went, that guy who scored for United and neither of us knew his name. And then I thought, oh, I've had a brainwave. And I called him Rushton.
Yeah.
Right? His name's not Rushton. It's Rashford. I should have known that. And that was pointed out by several people. And then quite a few people replied to old Stimdog and mentioned the fact that, yeah, he's definitely not called Rushton.
In my defence, I've been away. So I thought Max Rushton
was now playing football.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about Soccer Aid. Or whatever.
Soccer AM. Oh, my God.
Like, Soccer Aid. You got it.
Soccer Aid, what was it called, you know, the charity thing. Oh right, yeah, I thought you referred to Soccer AM as Soccer Aid. I thought we are the least insightful people. I thought you'd been in America too long.
You're like, hi guys, you want a glass of Soccer Aid?
We drink Soccer Aid and yeah.
No, well, Marcus Rashford, that's my only job here, is to get the names right.
Yeah, that's why I'm really glad you're here.
Thanks,
really
mate. I did live tweet that bit and then saw Stimmers' tweet. But yeah, Rushford, you know, whatever. Rashford. I put him in, didn't I? I put him in and captained him for 1 week.
Yeah, you did. That was week two, wasn't it?
I'm having a midlife crisis. And then one last tweet, actually, I saw last minute was from regular tweeter, NiniG7.
Yeah.
We normally then do a Gina G bit, but we'll spare him that because he's got quite a good question.
Do you know what? This question's so good, part of me doesn't want to read it out on this podcast.
Why?
Big silence there. Well, only because, I know we're supposed to give tips on that, but I think this is such a good tip that people should pay for it. Well, it's not really a tip, is it? It's more of a question.
Yeah, we're going to have a paid-for podcast this because we're
you just have to download just 5 minutes of it from iTunes.
That sounded like a really bad bit where you were just about to go, and if you want the rest of this conversation, then you're going to have to just transfer £2.49.
Yeah, send us your thing. No, no.
Except Western Union.
I just feel like it's just opened me up. I feel like this could be...
This better be a fucking good question.
I know, do you know what I mean? Well, before we go any further, then I'll read it. So, Nini G said, could you mention on the pod what the bench boost / triple captain tactic with double game week should be? So, what he's asking us is, as you can only use one chip at a time, when it gets to double game week and it looks like you might just be getting one, do you use the triple captain or do you use the bench boost?
For me... The fact that he's even asking that is a revelation because definitely the bench boost is so much better than the triple captain on a double game week. So much better because rather than having one player potentially scoring three times what he would, you could have 6-8 players all scoring double.
Well, no, because you're not going to have double game week people on your bench.
Why not?
Because they'll be in your first team.
You've just
no, but
Tom.
You could no, because if you got
got a whole
wait.
Yeah, you know you could if you had a
yeah, you
whole
could
team.
If you had like if you had enough
14 double
if you
game
had 12
weeks,
yeah if you had 12 or 11. 14 double game weekers then yeah
but you'd have a mental team.
Oh, it's not as likely as I thought, is it?
No, it's not impossible.
You would have a mental team.
Do you want to go back and re-record the bit where you said it was the best, most insightful revelation question ever?
Yeah. Don't pay for this. Don't pay for this.
But it is a good question. Ash, what do you think is, if you only get one, there's only one double game week, what's better, the triple captain or the bench boost?
It's still triple captain.
It's so situational. It depends on your team, doesn't it? The guy who's got 8 double game week players might be good. If if his other players are 3 Leicester players, then double game week, no, you know what it's called, bench boost, the shit
bench
out
boost.
Of it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you could still be having 8 players who are getting double points who, not as good as potentially Mahrez, Vardy, you know,
but
someone
then,
else.
It depends what their double game week is. I can't remember off the top of my head. But if it's like, I know it's not, but if it's like Leicester at Newcastle and then at Villa, triple captain Mahrez.
It's not even like that.
All the way.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'd still undecide. I don't know, really. I have to look, like you say, when the fixtures come. But it'd be interesting. Tweet us. We'd like to know, actually. We might do a poll.
What I was thinking, it would work if say that there's a double game week in week 36 or 37, and what you've done is you've wildcarded just before, and you have got 14 double game week players in your team, and then you bench boost a week after. That's when it's.
You could do it that way, yeah.
Imagine that. That's my tip. There you go. Pay for that.
Pay for that. Too late. You've said it. It's fucked. Donate. It's an honour system we've got. So do that. But we'll put up a poll of what you think's more important, more useful for a double game week, triple captain or bench boost. Tom loves a poll because generally that's how he does his team. It's by a democracy.
What was the poll today? There was one that finished just before the show started.
Oh, I tweeted that Font had fucked up my team and therefore he was a lanky gonk. And then I tweeted, is Tom right? Is Font a lanky gonk? And the options were yes, massive gonk, or no, zero gonkage, or something like that.
I genuinely thought it was a serious FPL.
About 50 votes. people really getting involved.
What was the result? Was he a gonk?
I can't remember, but yeah, definite gonk.
I thought you were going to do a poll where both options were him being a gonk for a second, but no.
No, it's fair. It's fair at the Gaffer Tate.
But yeah, we'll tweet that as a poll, and Tom does a few of them anyway. But tweet us in general at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, then email us info@thegaffertapes.com. But tweet us and tweet us your teams, #balls, as you always do. And any questions you might have, if they're good or if they're ridiculous or if you've been on EastEnders, then we'll probably read them out on the podcast. That's kind of the rules that we've made up. Before we go to part three, a quick bit of part two for Gaffer Gambler, which we'll be getting in the run into the season, a little bit more posting up some bets, etc. You must have seen all the like Leicester title stories of people cashing in their bets now.
They're cashing in already, are they?
Yeah, well, bookies are desperately offering cash out because people are throwing at like, people have been putting £20 on at 500 to 1. And people have had potential returns of up to 250 grand. So they're I think one guy just cashed out for £71,000 because he didn't want to wait. But they are bookies' favourites for the league at 11-10.
I mean, they still should be 5 points.
Yeah,
it's 5 points. But if it goes, if Spurs win and they lose, and all of a sudden it's on. But a part of me wants Spurs to win just to see you.
I've got to emigrate if it happens.
Because if I lose
this podcast, I'll tell you that now.
Why?
I couldn't. I'd be too depressed.
What, if Spurs win? It's a genuine possibility that you might need to get used to. I think they've got one of the best managers in the league, if not the best manager in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said Ranieri's like the worst manager in the league.
Me?
No, he's talking about Pochettino, aren't he?
No, I know, but that's what I mean. Don't listen to him.
I did say about Ranieri, because Ranieri did the worst job for a national side anyone's ever seen. He lost to the Faroe Islands twice. He's done a brilliant job at Leicester, so I was wrong. But
oh god, it would be depressing. There's a Tottenham fan at work that every morning comes up to me and goes, "Oh, getting closer." Shut your fucking face. I just want to throw tea in. I do. I'm always holding a cup of tea or coffee at the time. I just want to fucking splash it in his face.
Does he listen?
Does he? No, let's hope not. He might. Yeah, and that impression was spot on as well. So you know.
Do you do that around the office?
Yeah, I do. No. I don't talk around the office. I just have a really violent inner monologue.
Well. Anyway, we'll keep track on any of those.
He's been listening for 2 years. One day, I'm going to get a mention. I'm just going to keep coming up to him. Oh, like, hello, Tom.
No, do you know what? He's actually a bloody good bloke. No, he is. He really is. I'm telling you. No, I'm being serious, guys. Come on.
Trying to get a bit of banter in every morning.
He's a good guy.
Fucking liar. But yeah, if any of you actually bet on Leicester at the beginning of the season, then do let us know at the Gaff Tapes, and if you're going to win any money. The other thing we often talk about odds wise is pointless now, because McLaren is 7-1 on. He is the absolute favourite to be the next to go before the end of season. He has to go, doesn't he?
Who's the next? What if they win their next game?
I don't know who the next is actually, but
we've got it on the thing, haven't we?
The only thing that you might get is if you bet on it not happening and somehow they give him till the end of season and then do it. Because
they're away to Leicester next game. So.
Oh, all right.
Good luck. The Vardy captain job straight away there. Isn't it?
Yes. So they're not gonna win that. So all you could see is if they just thought, do you know what, we're just going to stick by him because he's too expensive to get rid of.
Yeah, well, they had a meeting of the board, of which he's on, is he not? Wasn't that their big strategy?
That's an awkward meeting.
Sorry, say again?
That's an awkward meeting.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's like super unawkward, isn't it? I think we should... Should we talk about the manager? Yeah, he's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your input, Steve.
When you see that on the agenda...
Yeah.
Darren Peacock is waiting in the wings. His mighty feathers fluffed up, ready to go.
Well, McLaren's favourite, second favourite is no manager leave, and third favourite is Alex Neil at Norwich, way out at 14-1. So I'd be very surprised if it's him. Obviously, it's his first season there, so it'd be a bit bizarre. But any other bets, keep an eye on our Twitter, because we are going to be doing some more betting stuff and tweeting some of the coupons for the week and any tips per week that we might have if you want to get on them. So we're going to be doing that. That's pretty much it for part two. But in part three, we're going to look at next week's fixtures, the short game week, and see who can field a full 11, who can't, and what they're going to do if they can't. And also, there's only 3 points between Tom and I in the quiz I established after listening to you two fabricate it.
We'll talk about that during the break.
And we're down to 3 points, so it's a pretty tense one with only about 9 weeks left. And that's all coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. A quick look at the fixtures coming up this game week, which is, I can't even remember what number game week is, but it's a frightening
30.
Week. 30, is it?
The big 3-0.
The big 3-0. Tom knows all about his big 3-0.
Oh, tell me about it.
So, yeah, it is game week 30, worryingly, and it's a pretty short fixture list, isn't it?
Well, and it's just, literally, just got one game shorter.
Yeah.
As well. Yes, it's now only 5 games, a.k.a. 10 teams, half the league.
Half the league, because, Arsenal, as we've recorded this, have put Hull out of the FA Cup, which means their game against
West Brom
will now not be part of that. So all we're left with is Norwich versus Man City, Bournemouth versus Swansea, Stoke versus Southampton, Aston Villa versus Spurs, and Leicester versus Newcastle.
Yes.
So really, there's like 10 teams, but there's not, because no one's got any Newcastle, Villa...
Norwich.
Or Norwich players.
Yeah.
But potentially your Leicester and your Spurs players could be scoring big.
I think
Leicester obviously playing Newcastle and Spurs Villa. So like your first two teams, your top two teams and your bottom two teams.
Well, same with Man City. I think anybody, if you've got any of the players.
City, Norwich, yeah, exactly.
Everyone's got easy games pretty much.
Well, top three or ish are playing, you know, three of the top four are playing three of the bottom four. So they're you know, bookie bankers in terms of City, Spurs and Leicester. Mm. Although will one of them slip up? I don't know. But
I
tell you what.
I hope it's fucking Spurs.
This would be a brilliant week to use your wild card, get in a full team, do a bench boost, and just get a million points. Get like
wild card and bench boost at the same time.
Oh yeah, so
then, and I don't think you can get a million points.
No, there's a few problems with it.
Yeah. Several problems. It's a good strategy other than that.
Other than that, it's good.
Yeah. Well, if we'd done it, if thought of it the week before, it would have been a very good week to do that. If you bench boosted the week before, if you'd,
I mean, do you think there's going to be many people that aren't fielding 11 players? Because, like I say, I worked out that I would have 11, but now I'll either have to take a points hit, to play 11 and have to get rid of Ozil, because of Font fucking gonk. Or do you think there'll be a lot of people that, well, he's only fielding 10, he's only fielding 9, do you know what I mean?
Definitely, because I think people will wait, because those other players are going to have double game weeks coming up.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of them...
Do I want to get rid of Ozil?
So then he's going to play twice the next
now, game week. Arsenal, I've just thought, Arsenal will have a double game week at some point.
Yeah.
Which, I'm thinking, oh, that's good FPL-wise. As an Arsenal fan, that's shit.
Yeah.
More games.
Yeah.
More games, you don't even want to play any games.
Honestly, it's mental. It's like I'm an FPL player first and an Arsenal fan second.
I think judging by how wanky a lot of Arsenal fans are, that's 50% of them.
No, I know. It's terrible.
Even Arsenal fans don't like Arsenal fans.
Mm. No. No, I fucking hate Arsenal fans. They are a bunch of dicks. They really are.
They're selfie-taking, songwriting, half-and-half scarf-wearing bellends. Yeah. That's mainly what they are.
Yeah.
If it helps, though, I'm a Hearts fan. I don't like Hearts fans a lot of the time. They're idiots too. So it's
There's only about 9 of you. Stick together.
Your way of sticking the knife into old Coatsy?
Coatsy is a Hearts fan, yeah, but he's better than me at, you know, FPL, so I can't really slag him off. Then by that logic, I can't say it to you two either.
For new listeners, not to get too meta, Brian Coates was the person who last season was leading the league almost the whole year.
Romped it, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, and then at the end, someone joined and beat him.
We did have a tweet from Geordie Wilson not long ago saying that he's just off the first page, so he's kind of mounting a comeback.
Yeah, Geordie Wilson was... Geordie didn't win last year, did he?
No, came second. Danny McGeeken won. Yeah, Geordie Wilson came second.
Geordie came second. Yeah, we haven't heard from Geordie for a while. That was nice.
Well, get in touch, Geordie, again. He did get in touch, but we ignored him. But other than that, get in touch. But if anyone's not fielding 11 players, then tweet us your team and hashtag balls at
because
the Gav Takes.
There had been previous years where it wasn't that much of a problem because there was, like we said, there wasn't that many double game weeks this year. It seems like a big thing. But previous seasons, there were so many, it was very often that you would only field 9 or 10.
Yeah.
You know? But it feels like a big thing for the fact that I might have to field 10 players or get rid of Ozil and take a points hit. What's the point?
Yeah, it's weird because in previous seasons, you're right, they'd be like 2 or 3 double game weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
They'd be spread out over the season. And now it's like there's been none and now it's one great big fixture meltdown.
Yeah. Mad. Before we move on to the quiz, very, very quickly, should we just give a little captain tip maybe for this upcoming week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I think, well, it could potentially be for three, couldn't it? I mean, Leicester at home to Newcastle, Mahrez or Vardy.
So you have to pick one.
Mahrez or Vardy there.
No, well, no,
I'm going to mention all the possibilities so I sound clever, and then you two can pick one.
And then we have to pick one Newcastle player.
One, yeah. I'm going to say I might go Mahrez.
Have you even got him in your team?
Of course I have. I've had him for ages. You haven't been listening. I bought him when he was like 6.1. Yeah, I might go Mahrez this week. Or Vardy.
Yeah. I think
Orlando Arons.
What do you reckon?
I think I'll probably, because I've got Vardy back in, that's my transfer. Mm. I think I'd probably go Vardy just because I fancy, it's either Vardy or Kane probably, and I fancy Vardy at home to Newcastle. I think it'll be the like, very comfortable Leicester win.
Yeah.
Newcastle aren't showing much character, are they, at home? So it's purely because they're at home.
Yeah. What do you reckon? You would say Aguero and just the...
Well, I was going to go... I was going to go
Rushton?
I was going to go Rushton. I was going to go Mahrez. But then Norwich are so bad defensively. They concede two. They don't necessarily lose every week, but they concede two. So, like you're saying, Aguero...
I'm starting to get squared. I'm starting to get squared, guys. I'm starting to get scared that Aguero won't start one of these games, though.
Yeah. I don't think they can... They can't afford to rest him with 9 games left to go in the season, can they?
Yeah, true. There's just so many games, though.
And are they even in anything else? Are they still in the Champions League?
They've got so many games kicking about.
Yes, they are still in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for one more leg.
So it's... But anyway. Yeah. But there you go. Let us know who you're captaining anyway.
That's our vague captain captain choice.
That is our vague captain. And speaking of vague, it is time for Ash's quiz.
I don't know why you would say vague in relation to the quiz, which is always amazing.
It's the return of the big return of the quiz. If you've only listened for the last few weeks, this is something that's been going on for a couple of seasons. Last year it was me versus Ash, and I lost.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah.
And this year me versus Craig, which I'm currently losing.
Yeah. For new listeners, people who have just started listening this year, me and Tom played last season, and Tom lost, so I had to do a photo shoot. A sexy photo shoot in a Tottenham shirt. And he loved it.
Let's not talk about it.
This year, it's been a lot closer, I would say. Yeah, it has started off badly.
Yeah,
off badly,
it has been a lot closer, yeah.
Yeah. At one point, I only won 2 points, and I myself didn't win them. I was on holiday.
holiday.
In Sardinia. And
another film star.
Actor Andy Gibbons. Yeah, our third favourite actor.
That's
hard for me. I live with him. But yeah, it is hard for me to say that. It's now 10-7. And obviously, I think Tom's half excited about this quiz, half excited about being the quiz master next year for me and Ash.
I can't wait. I've already got my quizzes worked out.
How can you possibly...
Oh, because
Surely it doesn't work unless you write the quiz 4 seconds before the show starts.
When I turn up to the studio and you're going, hang on, mate, wait 2 seconds, right? just sit in the corner and don't look at the screen. So I sit there, stand there like Blair Witch. Just in the corner, shaking.
I like to do my quizzes like I like to do my team.
Yeah.
Just the second before it's supposed to be done.
Well, let's hear the quiz that...
Let's do it. Yeah, what are we doing to make it? It's either going to be a 4-point gap or a 2-point gap.
Yeah.
So, return of a classic quiz. What a pointless quiz.
Okay. This is good. Yeah, this is good, this one.
Okay. So, if you're not familiar with the show Pointless, which I'm not, I've never
which
seen
Ash
it.
Wasn't when he first did this quiz. He went, Pointless, that's that one where you gotta get like less points or something in it?
Yeah. So I made up a whole quiz based around a show I'd never seen, and I still have not. But I'm led to believe that you've got to get the one which is the...
Yeah,
you've got four, you've got some options, and you've got to pick the one that's least picked.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got to pick the player who's done the least of whatever it is.
It's exactly like Alexander Armstrong. This really is.
Yeah, that is
exactly... I don't know how you describe it.
Yeah.
So an example would be who has got the least yellow cards out of these players.
Okay.
And so sometimes it's good, sometimes bad. Might be the person who scored the least goals.
Like, Gary Lineker or Hitler or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, first one. Oh, and then so, if you get the person with the least points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get 0 points.
Okay.
If you get either of the next two, you get 1 point.
Is there three options? Oh, sorry.
Four options.
Yeah. Either of the next two is 1 point.
Okay.
And if you get the one who was the worst, you get 3 points.
And it's concise, and that's what I like about it.
Okay.
Why didn't you just you all know the rules? You could have explained it a lot
because
better.
Because we got fucking listeners, Ash. They want to know the rules.
No, that's what I mean. You could have explained it better than that.
Right.
Okay, it all makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. So, first question. Who has been in the dream team the least amount of times?
Oh, okay.
That's good to make it. Vardy. Igalo. Alderweireld.
Yeah.
Fire.
Well, that's tough, that.
Yeah.
We said the drink, so that's like your top.
The team of the week, yeah.
The team of the week.
Not the Sky One drama from the noughties.
So all these players are from the overall. The all star team for the season.
Yeah.
But which has been in it the least amount of time?
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Week to week.
Right. Oh, go on then.
I think I'm going to get one of the 1 points, but I've given it a go.
I've said Payet.
I've said Ighalo, and I think it's one of those two.
That's what I was going for.
So, Payet gets you 1 point.
1 point for T-Dog.
Ighalo gets you 3 points, unfortunately.
Nah, is he the most? It's
seven times.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Ding-a-ling.
Alderweireld's only been in it once.
So
the pointless answer.
Was he? Yeah. Shit, really?
So, yeah, so Ighalo's the best out of this.
Probably this week as well.
3 points. 3 points for Seabiscuit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and if it wasn't clear to start with, you're trying to get as least amount of points as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. So, transferred in this round, okay? So, who was transferred in the least this round? Okay. Ozil, Dele Alli, Arnautovic, Yaya Toure.
Transferred in least.
And is that in the game week just gone?
Just gone, yeah.
Well, that's tough, that. That's a good question.
Fucking tough, man. I've got an answer there.
I don't. Okay. I think, yeah.
Go on then, Craig. You answer first.
Oh, this is horrible, this, isn't it? I don't like this game. I put in, transferred in least as Ozil.
No, I said the same. There's it.
That is the pointless answer.
Yeah.
He'd been transferred in 7,000 times.
Yeah.
And Arnautovic had been transferred in 33,000 times.
Really?
Wow. Okay. For in a game against Chelsea as well, that's telling.
Yeah, mad. Okay. So.
So 0 points from both of us. Right.
So price fall over the season. So who's lost the most value this season?
Who's lost the most value?
Right.
Since the start of the season. Okay. Bojan. Antonio. Eden Hazard or Walcott?
Oh, shit, man. That's tough.
That'd be tough, yo.
Oh, fuck about.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Have you got an answer, Craig?
Yeah.
Hang on.
It's a bit of a coin flip for me, but yeah.
It is. Right, okay. I've said Walcott.
Oh, I said Hazard.
Mm.
So, Tom, 3 points to you.
Shit.
Walcott's lost nearly a million in value.
Mm-hmm.
He was 9 million when it started.
Yeah.
Nearly eight. Did you say Hazard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good guess. He's lost 0.7 million. So he gives you 1 point.
Oh!
And the least.
He's lost the least.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Do you think it's who lost the most?
Oh, I was. Bollocks.
Yeah, Antonio's lost the least. But he's still gone down.
Lost the least? Of course he fucking has.
Well, he's still, when it since started.
I'm furious now.
I would have thought he'd gone up in value. When it started, he was 6 million. He's still only 5.4.
Well, I was trying.
What does Craig get?
I get one.
One.
I was going for either Antonio or Hazard. Antonio, because you wouldn't have thought he'd lose it, but I thought Hazard might be too obvious and because of the price point and blah, blah, blah. So I wasn't sure.
I was not thinking. I did this last time.
Right.
Concentrate. Can you explain the rules one more time? So we're even now, Craig.
Are we? I'm on 4 points.
Yeah, same here.
All right.
Okay. Who's got the best current form or the least? You know, who's got the worst current form?
Who's got the worst current form?
Okay. Ozil.
Hang on. Sorry. What's current form?
Current form. I think it works out over the last three games, I believe.
Right. Three games.
So Ozil.
Yeah.
Firmino. Connor Wickham. Aguero.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, bollocks.
Tom's just Googling Firmino is.
What a Firmino is, yeah.
Go on, Craig.
I've gone for Ozil again.
Ah, oh, balls. Well, I said Firmino because I know Ozil scored the other week, not last week, week before.
Oh, you're trying to lose it.
Am I?
Firmino's got the best form in the whole league.
Shit.
So that's 3 points. And who did you say?
Ozil again.
Ozil is 1 point.
Who is it then?
Surprisingly, Aguero's got the worst is it? Out of those.
Because I know Wickham got himself a few goals, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bollocks.
Okay. Clean sheets. Who's got the least clean sheets? Van Dijk? Smalling? Simpson? Alderweireld?
Oh, that is really tough, that.
Yeah.
Van Dijk, Smalling.
That is very tough. Oh.
Southampton, Man United, Leicester, Tottenham.
I know, yeah, exactly. That's brutal.
Yeah, I've got my answer.
Okay, I've got mine. I think this could be a shocker, yeah.
Go on then, what you got, Craig?
I've gone for Simpson.
Yeah, so me.
And so 1 point both.
Oh,
yeah, just... he's kept 10 clean sheets, same as Van Dijk.
Mm.
Alderweireld is the least with 9.
Oh, was he?
And Smalling's got 12 clean
yeah,
sheets.
Yeah, I knew he had a lot, yeah.
I think the person with the most clean sheets, guess... Who's got the most clean sheets out of everybody in all the leagues, as far as I can remember?
Go on.
Mata, I'm sure, he's got 13.
Really?
Yeah.
That might be why he's always up there, sort of doing really good, like top 6 or 7 midfield.
Yeah, it's going to help, isn't it? Only 13 points, but still.
So you should be you should be 2 points ahead of me at the moment, Craig.
Yeah, I'm sitting there on 6 points.
Yeah, 8. How many we got left?
1, 2, 4.
4 left.
Oh, it's close.
Okay. Ooh. Minutes played. So who's played the least out of these stars? Peter Crouch. Falcao. Your mate Rushton. And Austin.
Oh.
What?
That's tough. My gut feeling. Do I ignore the gut feeling?
So you've got two that have pretty much just come into it.
Yeah.
Rashford.
Yeah, well, just call it what you want.
It's Rashford, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Dashboard.
Oh, who's the less?
Marcus Dashboard.
They've just come into it, and Crouch and Falcao are just useless, aren't they? So neither are
like, oh, I've got my hunch, and I've gone with it, and I don't want to change it.
Oh, I'll...
I want to guess the same as Tom for the rest of the quiz.
Fuck. Well, I went Austin.
I went Crouch.
So... I don't know who worked this out. So the least is Crouch.
Get in!
Oh,
followed by Austin, who's played 5 more minutes.
1 point.
So Crouch's played 180 minutes. Austin's played 185. And then Falcao and little Johnny Rashforth.
Yeah, well, Rashford's played some 90 minutes and Crouch has barely featured, even in the odd cup appearance. That's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Right.
Okay.
9-6.
You need a good one here.
Damn, I need a really good one.
Or you just need Craig to go for some stupid answers.
Mm.
Okay, assists. Who's got the least amount of assists? Asda Laqueta. Monreal. Cresswell. Rose.
Oh. Okay, it's a coin flip again for me.
Yeah.
I've got an answer. You go first, Craig.
I've gone for Azpilicueta.
Oh, fuck, so have I. Bollocks!
Yeah, 1 point for both of you. Guess who's got the most?
I'd have thought Cresswell.
Monreal?
No, it's Rose.
Really?
Got, it? 6. And all the others have got 3.
Yeah.
Mental. Oh, okay.
Balls.
2 left.
10-6. I can't. Can I do it? I can't.
No,
7.
You've
got
the same. 10-7.
Oh,
7.
Sorry, 10-7. Sorry, yeah, yeah. 10-7.
Okay.
Yeah, 10-7.
Right. Yellow cards.
Mm. Oh, bollocks.
Matic, Noble, Jedinak, Ali.
Oh, okay.
Least.
Yeah. So Craig puts a lot of psychology into these, I think. Tries to second guess me. Tries to work out what the strategy was.
I do, yeah.
The overarching theme of the quiz is.
It's safe to say I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
But all I need to do here is avoid the threes, really. As long as I avoid the threes, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've done that. So now I'm just trying to identify which of the four is the three and go for any of the others.
Yeah. What have you got then, Craig?
I've gone for Dele Alli.
Noble.
Dele Alli is the three.
Oh, no!
6 yellow cards.
Oh.
And Noble's 1 point. He's got 5. And Matic, surprisingly, he's only got 4.
I thought Jednak might be the three.
10 and I got, that means it is 11-10 to me. So there's only 1 point in it. Question, 1 point.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
So, using the totally random bonus points system.
Brilliant.
How, this one's is random as fuck, to be fair.
Yeah.
Which one has got the least overall bonus points?
Oh, this is hard to guess this, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, who's played worse out of these guys?
Least overall. Okay.
All Man United players.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. I've had all of them at some point.
Yeah, this is for you. Lingard. Schweinsteiger. Fellaini. Darmian.
Oh, this is so tough. I don't want to go out like this.
Come on, Tommy. The Rocky story.
I'm just... What method are you using, Tom?
The, just close your eyes and point to the bit of paper.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, what I've done is I've written a name, then I crossed it out, then I wrote another, and I've crossed that out.
Okay.
I've got to go with my first...
Okay.
So you remember you're going for the lowest?
Yes, I am. Oh, it's definitely between those two.
What,
fuck.
What have you done, Tom?
Fellaini.
What have you done, Craig?
Genuinely Fellaini.
Balls.
So, yeah.
If it was Schweinsteiger, I'm going to go absolutely fucking mental.
No, it was Fellaini was the bottom.
What was 3 points out of interest?
Darmian's been the best out of those three.
See, he was never in contention. I was weighing up.
The worst.
Yeah,
I was weighing up between Schweinsteiger and Fellaini as well.
Yeah, so was I. That's what I was doing.
That'd
have been bollocks.
Then, out of interest, the bonus point. Not bonus point. You know, the tiebreak question.
Yeah.
How many times this week was Di Maria? This week, not this season. How many times this week was Di Maria transferred in?
What?
Yeah, it's the question.
That's mad.
It's going to be something stupid. It's going to be like 300.
I just guessed 12. I thought 12 people have got hold of their mates' logins.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
I said through about 300.
No, it's only two. It's the same as Schweinsteiger.
Really?
That's embarrassing for Bastian, isn't it?
How is that? That is crazy, isn't it?
It's people with their mates' logins, surely.
Yeah, I don't understand. Because I would have thought, because I looked down the list and near the bottom, there are some people like, people have picked, you know, people who don't play in the league anymore, have been brought in 20 times. But I assume that's because they're cheap or something.
Yeah, maybe that.
But why would you bring in Di Maria?
It's got to be a prank. And to be fair, I'd rather that than someone shitting my pillowcase. So I'm all right with that. Out of the two. So that's it. It's 4 points with only 8 weeks left.
Yeah.
Quiz. Tom,
I'm going to have to go back and listen and just double check that it was.
You double check that, mate. You listen through the podcast. You run a poll. That's the way you normally sort these things. And they'll work it out. But Tom does have the honour of absolutely battering me in the actual FPL league, which is what this podcast is supposed to be about. But we went off that a long time ago. But yeah, that's pretty much all we've got time for, isn't it?
I think so, guys.
But it's been great that we've all been back. Thank you very much for listening. With only a few weeks left, we are going to start posting details soon as well about if we're cracking on with our FA Cup final meetup traditionally that we started last year, that at least a couple of us will be able to make it to in the Maple Leaf. And we had a tweet from Chuck Bailey who says we're more than welcome to have a Gaffer Tapes after party at Pimp Shui in Soho, London, a kung fu themed bar.
Nice.
Brilliant.
That he owns.
Brilliant. I'm going to be fathering a child, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to come.
But if you actually go on our blog and read a blog by Chuck Bailey, one of our listeners who owns that bar, he says in there, he goes through the January transfer window and says what he thinks of it. At the bottom, it says, if you go into his bar and tell him what click wanker you are, the first beer's on him. So that is in a bar in Pimp Shui in Soho. It was ranked number one on Bar of TripAdvisor in London at one point.
Brilliant. Yeah. Get down there.
Should go check it out.
Also, we tweeted it today about having guests on the show.
Mm. Yeah.
In if you're interested in coming. We used to have quite a lot last season. We had loads of guests.
We did used to have guests. Yeah. If you want to be on the pod, if you've got Skype or something, or if you can make it to the studios in Windsor.
Yeah. Bonus point if he comes to the studio, like all our previous guests have, because it's amazing.
Yeah. Or at the very least, feel free to tweet us and say if you want to write a blog for us, you can get that up on the website. Yeah, or maybe we could get some bits that people send us in, little recordings. We can use that in the podcast. But yeah, more than welcome. So email us, info@thegaffertapes.com, or tweet us at thegaffertapes, and we'll get
that
sorted for you.
Or if you just want to sort of come round my house and sort of brush my hair for me or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom's got loads of furniture he needs built.
That's true. I have loads of flat pack shit.
So get that done.
What was that, Tom? Do you want people to Snapchat pictures of their girlfriends to us?
Yeah, you could do that. Absolutely, if she's attractive. Or your children, if you want. We've had that.
Send them to Craig.
Evan Brady.
I think that's as good a time. It's as good a time as any to finish. But yeah, do tweet us your game week teams, hashtag balls at the Gaffer Tapes, and let us know your teams, let us know how you get on and where you are in the league. And still time to join the league if you've missed that at the beginning. Last year's winner came in with only a couple of months to go. You can bring your points with you. So please do that. But that's all we've got time for, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, guys. Yeah. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening.
Thanks very much for listening. And goodbye.